Hello. Welcome to the Context Machine. This is Brian Chaffin. This is episode 621 of the Context Machine. What's your name, Jeff? You're Jeff, right? I'm going to get this down. I'm going to get this opening script down any day now.
I believe in you. I'm just glad that you were able to pencil me back into your schedule again.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone, I'm Jeff Gamet. Check out our website, contextmachine.io.
Blah, blah, blah. You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on post.news or Mastodon at contextmachine.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I believe there was something that happened while I was out.
Yeah, I got to hang out with cool people, Patrice Brandamore and Dave Ginsberg.
Right. I want to thank them for subbing in for me.
It was really cool. Seriously, Patrice, Dave, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You rock.
Yes, very, very much so. And then I believe the other thing that happened was I know that you talked about Vision Pro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And I didn't listen to the show.
Well, to be fair, why should you? I mean, you weren't on it.
that's a really good point. So what did you and Dave talk about?
We talked about the things that Apple announced at WWDC that people are looking at and considering as things that are Sherlocking stuff that's already out there.
I'm going to go back and listen to that then.
Yeah, it was fun.
Even though we you already talked about it with Patrice, Vision Pro.
Yeah, Vision Pro. Mm-hmm.
I thought there were a couple of aspects of Vision Pro that are interesting to me, and that's all that matters.
That is all that matters.
Yeah.
Yes. Just so you know, the conversation you and I will have, it will be different from the conversation Patrice and I had, because she came into that discussion with a really interesting perspective.
Stop. That's full stop.
There we go.
it's gonna be much different than your conversation with Patrice, because she came in with something interesting to say.
Because she had something intelligent to say.
Right. Which I am so thankful she did. I'm at a loss for words.
No, I'm circling the date on my calendar. Brian Chaffin at a loss for words.
Yes. Couldn't be more frequent these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what we get for working off script.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. First of all, I think I'm going to throw a wrinkle in, because I know what we're going to talk. We're going to talk about Mark Zuckerberg and let the conversation springboard from that.
That sounds awesome.
Right. But yeah. I'm going to immediately throw a side rail in.
Right. Because that's how we roll.
Yes.
And okay. I'm just speculating here.
Yeah.
You're going to compare what Apple announced with what we thought was coming.
Yes. Or more specifically, I don't know if it's because I don't ever pay attention to you, or if it was just because I was so adamant. But my angle here is to criticize myself.
Far be it from me to stop you from some self-indulgence.
So here's the thing. In I want to say 3 years probably leading up to this event, you know, we've talked about this has often been in the news, and including from people saying that, you know, Apple's, whatever Apple's doing is too late, you know, just all kinds of garbage and nonsense out there. But one of the things that I said repeatedly was that there was no way that Apple was going to put goggles on our face.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep.
And it turns
out, how'd that work out?
It turns out that Apple is putting goggles on our face. And so my reasoning on that was several fold, but includes Apple Watch and the fact that we know, at least they this is what Apple executives have told us, that part of their inspiration for doing Apple Watch was because they saw so many people walking with their faces in their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized that they were creating, something terrible with the iPhone that way. It's that people were missing out on the world, and because they had their faces buried in the phones.
And then they show off Vision Pro, which puts the thing on the face. And Brian, I think what they're doing is trying to stay true to that original idea, because I don't think Apple is really envisioning the Vision Pro as a product that people strap to their face and just go just like out into the wild and living their life.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, in the keynote, the Vision Pro was only shown in an indoor environment.
Right. Yeah. For the entertainment stuff, it was someone sitting on a couch. In the work environment, it was people standing, but staying in a relatively stationary position, place,
whatever. Yeah. So I was certainly wrong in the short term, in the near term, about Apple not wanting to put goggles on her face. I was 100% wrong on that, but I believe that this is still a transition device.
Oh, of course it is. This is a brand new platform.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking like individual aspects of what Apple's doing here. They're kind of starting over with the whole, God, I hate to use the word paradigm, but computer-human interaction paradigm.
Okay,
because this is a different way of interacting with our technology and our data.
And to that end, this is another thing that I got wrong, and this one is probably even more important. I was saying that whatever kind of AR or VR, but probably AR, the device that Apple came out with, would utterly be a companion device.
Yes, and I was inclined to agree with you on that.
Yes, yeah, I will throw you under the bus with me on this one. And it turns out that Apple is positioning this as a platform, as you already said, and that is fascinating to me because Apple has talked about the iPhone being like. Apple has talked about like the iPhone being the center of our digital lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that goggles or glasses, actually, I'll say glasses, would have been tied to our iPhones in terms of processing power, in terms of bandwidth, in terms of keeping our data with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the direction that Apple went. And that one surprises me way more than me being wrong about the goggles.
Yeah, had Apple done exactly what you just described and shown that off at WWDC, I would not have been surprised at all. But what they did show off, to me, it looks like Apple is letting everyone know where they see the future of human computer interaction going.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, the fact that Vision Pro is a companion device in many ways, it's going to make our iPhones, iPads, and Macs companion devices.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, I'm going to toss a question at you. Yeah. And this comes from a statement Patrice made when she was on the show. And she said that she sees Vision Pro as an indication that the iPad is going to get phased out. And it's not like today or next year. It'll probably be several years down the road. But the iPad is going away. And whatever we used it for, Vision Pro will take its place.
No, I don't think that iPad. I don't think that anything is going to go away. I think the Vision Pro is, and including the subsequent Vision, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and whatever other devices, you know, there will be multiple tiers. Like, so Apple is to me is clearly coming out with this. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you this. I was told that Apple had introduced this thing at $35,000.
What's a decimal point between friends?
And I'm like, wow. I was surprised because it's like, really? I guess, you know, they're really embracing the fact that they introduced this in a way that only the most hardcore developers could possibly afford, and that, you know, and then everything will trickle down from that. That was what I was thinking, and I was watching the keynote, thinking the whole time that this is $35,000 device. And it's like, wow, man, I wish I could afford this. It's pretty cool.
and then they get to the part where they tell you what it actually costs.
Yeah, and then I start laughing at myself.
Brian, this is what you get for listening to muggles when they're talking about Apple products.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It was the day. Anyway, so we're talking about?
We were talking about how you got Vision Pro wrong, and then we're going to segue into Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. You were talking of I don't think that iPad's going to go away because there are too many uses for iPad that as a standalone device that makes sense. Now, it is very possible, nay, likely, that as Vision or Vision Pro or Vision Plus or, you know, whatever the subsequent versions of this are, that it's going to take away sales of the iPad. You know, and Apple has always been the one to say that they would rather cannibalize their own sales than, you know, worry about someone else cannibalizing them. But I don't see the iPad going away. I don't see that at all.
Even with iPad apps just running right out the gate,
yeah,
on Vision Pro,
yeah, there's too many things that that need that iPad form factor.
I'm with you, and at the same time, I'm feeling like the iPad is kind of caught in the middle now, because a lot of the things an iPad form factor would be necessary for, that's handled by an iPhone. And for the other things that the iPhone can't handle in that form factor, the Vision Pro will.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this mea culpa. Nah. I don't know.
What's the time frame?
But At least 5 years, probably longer.
Okay, 5 years. So what is that, 2028?
Yeah, 2028.
2028. I am going to...
Are you putting it on your calendar right now?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. 2028 will roll around and you'll be like, so Jeff, you remember how 5 years ago you said Patrice said this thing and you're like, yeah, maybe she's right.
Yeah.
And then you, then you'll do that, that, kind of honk laugh thing you do. And I'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, what are you even talking about?
See, Jeff and Patrice, iPad gone. Okay, here we go. That's my short entry.
And in parentheses, I'm assuming you also put, they are wrong.
No, I'm not, because I could well
be because wrong. It'll be obvious.
Patrice said and Jeff agreed that Vision Pro will replace iPad over time.
Okay.
This was
I have spoken.
This was in 2023. Now, to be fair, Apple did replace the iPod. With the iPhone, right? So mm-hmm. Apple is clearly willing to replace the iPad, but there are like far too many things that that tablet form factor works for.
I'm curious to see if either of us changes our opinion on that after Vision Pro launches.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what we're thinking today is probably not going to bear much in reality to what we're thinking at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so now let's get on to the important thing of mocking Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I am all on board for this.
Did you see this nonsense about him and Elon Musk getting into a fight?
Okay, so it's more like Zuck decided to pick a fight with Elon, and Elon's like, huh? For those of you that aren't up to speed on this, Zuckerberg, well, Meta is saying that they're going to launch a text-based microblogging platform, for lack of a better term. And the speculation is that it could launch any day now. And this platform, it's clearly targeting Twitter directly. So basically, it's Zuckerberg kicking Musk while he's down, and trying to take that very small slice of social media pie that Twitter has had. And of course, that tiny slice has been getting even smaller.
Right. So, and
everyone's up to speed.
So someone, they challenged each other to a fight.
Oh, wait, I thought that was metaphorical.
No,
not like, the actual cage match jokes, those weren't jokes.
No, they were not. Here's an article on someone.
Oh, holy crap. CBS News. Mark Zuckerberg agrees to fight Elon Musk in cage match. I thought that was metaphorical, not like.
No. No,
oh my God.
Yeah. And as much as I hate to say this, Zuck will destroy him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even have to to spend any time thinking about it.
There's 20 years between them. And Mark Zuckerberg knows jiu-jitsu. And Elon doesn't.
And Elon is making great progress on his dad bod. By the way, I am not body shaming anyone. I'm just making an observation that I do not think that Elon is in as good a shape as Zuckerberg. Also, as you mentioned, Zuckerberg has jiu-jitsu.
Elon is 5 inches taller, maybe more. He's over 6 feet tall, and Mark Zuckerberg is a diminutive 5'7".
He can swing in low and.
I have no doubt that this fight will not take place, but I'm guessing that it will not take place because Elon Musk will try to laugh it off.
Yeah. He'll show up with a sink again and everyone will be like, dude, the joke didn't work last time. It's not going to work this time.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that. So anyway, there's that. But in addition to that, there is Mark Zuckerberg's reaction to Vision Pro. And I find it embarrassingly laughable. It reminds me very much of what every single CEO of every single market that Apple has entered, the CEO of the leading company and Apple has entered, and they've all said that Apple, what does Apple know about making phones? Apple, well, they can't make netbooks, and just, it's always the same thing.
And why would someone spend $500 on an MP3 player? Yeah, all of that stuff.
Yes, yes. So anyway, let's read his comments. This was apparently from a meeting with Meta executives. And he said, Apple finally announced their headset. So I want to talk about that for a second. I was really curious to see what they were going to ship, what they were going to ship. And obviously I haven't seen it yet. So I'll learn more as we get to play with it and see what happens and how people use it. From what I've seen initially, I'd say the good news is that there's no kind of magical solutions that they have to any of the constraints and laws of physics that our team haven't already explored and thought of. They went with a higher resolution display, and between that and all the technology they put in there to power it, it costs 7 times more and now requires so much energy now that you need a battery and a wire attached to it to use it. They made that design trade-off, and it might make sense for the cases that they're going for. But look, I think that their announcement really showcases the difference in the values and the vision. that our companies bring to this in a way that I think is really important. We innovate to make sure that our products are accessible and affordable to everyone as possible. It's grammatically borked and
horrible,
That is a core part of what we do, and we have sold tens of millions of Quests. More importantly, our vision for the metaverse and presence is fundamentally social. It's about people interacting in new ways and feeling closer in new ways. Our device is also about being active and doing things. By contrast, every demo that they showed was a person sitting on a couch by themselves. I mean, that could be the vision of the future of computing, but like, it's not the one that I want. There's a real philosophical difference in terms of how we're approaching this. And seeing what they put out there and how they're going to compete just made me even more excited in a lot of ways, optimistic that what we're doing matters and is going to succeed, but it's going to be a fun journey. So.
Yeah.
First of all, like his statement, these comments were very defensive, which is fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, the whole thing is defensive. He started off with a preemptive defensive move by announcing a new headset a few days before WWDC. It's this $300 or $400, I think it's $300 headset that isn't going to be available until like late fall or something.
Okay.
And there's nothing remarkable about it, except that it's a $300 headset.
Yeah, and it's cheap, and that's maybe just fine. But I believe that everything that they're doing is still focused on virtual reality, isn't it?
Yeah, it's virtual reality, and it's a more casual use device, meaning you're using it for more casual activities.
Yeah,
you know, like it's hanging out in the metaverse.
It's interesting to me.
Or playing games.
That he doesn't, he wasn't focused on the fact that Apple is looking at AR, and that he is looking at AR. Sorry, that Apple is looking at augmented reality, and he's looking at artificial reality.
He points out that this is a different product, and is probably going for a different demographic. And so my next logical step from that would be, therefore, these are not comparable products. And so he should have just done his first paragraph and then stopped right there. Everything else after that was like...
Mattel.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it. It was a tell. Yes.
So one of the things that I was struck by was the fact that he looked at this WWDC presentation and apparently wants to think that that's everything.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Right. Because he talked about the fact that they were showing it in a essentially like a single person use case. And I don't think that that's the entire story. And I don't think that anything that, I mean, it was a 10 minute presentation, wasn't it? Maybe 15 minutes. It was long for Apple.
It was long, but it was also introducing a whole new product category and a whole new platform.
Yeah. And it's nowhere near ready to ship. So, like,
yeah, it's nowhere ready to ship. Okay, here's the difference between it's nowhere ready to ship with Apple's announcement versus Meta's announcement. For Meta, they were announcing something that they just wanted people to know about way, way, way in advance as the marketing thing. What Apple did was they announced something that isn't shipping for a long time, but developers are going to start working on products now. So they needed to make the announcement so developers knew what they were working on. And so they could control the message. So one was a preemptive move to hopefully get attraction and interest in a device. And the other was just like a logistic move. Let the developers know this is what's coming. Start working on your apps.
Yeah. And it is such an early part of the... of this product launch. I mean, this product launch is going to be years in the making.
Oh, of course. I mean, look at Apple's other products that they have released. I almost said in a recent history, but holy crap, the iPod, that's not recent history anymore. The iPhone, these are products that evolved, and then the iPad came into the mix. Even other products that are less tech heavy or early silicon heavy, HomePod, AirPods. These are all products that are evolving and changing because the platforms are growing and evolving. Apple Watch, another really good example.
Yeah, although I think the Apple Watch is pretty mature at this point. But it's been, what, freaking 10 years?
Right. And where we started with Apple Watch was, and same with the iPhone, it was, in comparison, a very rudimentary device.
Yeah. Same with functionality. With the iPhone. iPhone was limited device.
And we didn't even have copy and paste.
No, we didn't. Good Lord. We didn't have a lot of things.
Yeah. The things that made the iPhone like a truly viable product for the masses, that was like 3 or 4 versions in, when we finally had enough where it's like, okay, this is a feature complete device, and now it can just grow and evolve.
Yeah, and admittedly, what we said all along the way was, this is great, this is great, this is great, this is great.
Right, and it was, it still is, and there are still improvements coming, but they're not the massive changes that we were seeing early in the iPhone development phase or release phase.
Right.
That's where we are with Vision Pro.
Right. And don't forget too, this price point. I mean, this is so far away from anything that the masses could afford.
Yes.
That's going to, the masses are going to have to wait for Vision, or, you know, whatever it's called.
I think that you're right. The number of people that will be buying Vision Pro early on, it's a subset of Apple product users.
And this is something that Meta could pivot on. But the difference between Quest or what are they even calling their platform these days?
I think they're just calling it Quest.
Okay, let's just go with that.
Sure. People know what we're talking about.
whoever, you know, whatever. Okay, so Quest is something that you put on for a limited duration.
Yes, that is absolutely true. It's not comfortable to wear for a very long period of time.
And part of that is because it's all... The
it's self-contained. All the stuff's in it, right?
And that's not comfortable to do, at least in my opinion. Don't get me wrong; I've never used Quest, so I don't know. Maybe it's amazing, but
my experience using Quest is it's uncomfortable to wear. It's heavy, and you're not cord free because your Quest is still tethered to a PC. Plus, you have the little like joystick controllers that you have to have in your hands, so that you can you have buttons, so you can like trigger things, and that's how it senses your hand motion and arm motion. We're talking about something that's not in the same product category.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really, really not. And Vision Pro is something that I could see. Developers, okay, keep in mind, I haven't worn these things, so I don't know what it's like. But developers or someone who is choosing to work in that environment could well put them on for 6 or 8 hours a day. And
I don't know if you'd want to wear it that long. However, your point stands. This is a product that's designed to be comfortable to wear for longer periods of time.
Yeah. Well, and it's capable. You're capable of wearing it for longer periods of time because you can see the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just stuck in some virtual environment.
Right. And yes, it's what, a 2-hour battery life? But the cord to the battery is detachable. So potentially we could be looking at bigger batteries. So you could go longer using it. Also, there's no reason why you couldn't just have a constant power source. Like if you're working at a desk or something where it plugs into the desk and then it's not even using battery power.
Yeah. Yeah. So all in all, I found Zuckerberg's knee-jerk reaction to be shockingly stupid. Kind of like Zuckerberg is. He's shockingly stupid. Shockingly unwise.
Yeah, he doesn't have the life experience to go along with the position that he has found himself in.
Oh, come on, man. You're shortchanging my quote there.
No, I was just adding a little extra perspective. Your quote absolutely stands.
No, what was my quote? He doesn't have the wisdom to wield the power he's amassed.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and this reaction to I feel like don't get me wrong, it is entirely possible that Meta will pivot and maybe fully embrace AR instead of VR. You know, maybe. And do all the things that they need to do to compete with Vision Pro or stay ahead of Vision Pro or whatever else you want to say, but. I think that this is going to look that we're going to be able to look back at this in time as the you know, that like the comments from BlackBerry
and Microsoft, BlackBerry and Microsoft. Oh, Palm.
Yeah.
all three of those companies
and all the network companies.
Yep.
Never forget that Apple was downgraded for not announcing a netbook strategy that wouldn't cannibalize MacBook sales, whatever that means.
Right, and look at that product category today. It's still there.
Are there netbooks still available?
Yeah, you can still buy netbooks, but that's basically been eaten up by Chromebooks.
Yeah.
And those are disposable products. I mean, like, seriously,
disposable products.
Yeah, all these schools that bought or have been buying tons of Chromebooks for students, they get a year, maybe two out of them. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. They're trash.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. What do you say?
Yeah, I think we've done a great job of talking through all this today. Go us.
Done a great job of calling me an idiot. Yes, but that's a good thing to do.
I didn't call you an idiot, but I did let you. I see what you did there.
Oh. And that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on that or question, write us at ACM. No, good. Don't do that. Write us at, let's see, what is
Context
it?
Machine
Podcast at gmail.com.
Yes.
Or contextmachine.io. I am GeekTales, you're Jay Gamut, right?
On the various socials. Yep.
Yep. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom.
Uh-huh.
Recorded
Dr. Boom.
For this show. And believe it or not, that's it for this week.
You're really proud of that joke you just did, aren't you?
Yes.